thank you all. It's 28 minutes after 11, and good evening. I'm Brian Cox, going to be with you until 12 o'clock. Well, the big thing in movies nowadays, I guess, is to make a movie out of a song. I'm thinking of the Harper Valley PTA. But can you imagine a movie made out of the title of this song, Thunder Island? That'd be a great movie. Ferguson on Thunder Island. It's 11:32 at CFQC. Hey, rock and roll cowboy, why don't you get on out and see Bobby G. Griffith now at the Executive Motor Hotel.
Saw you coming into town just yesterday.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. The Cooper Brothers and Rock and Roll Cowboys at 25 before 12 at CFQC. Hey, now, you got crazy old Brian in Saskatoon right now at 11 degrees up on Cripple Creek.
When I get off of this.
The band up on Cripple Creek at 22 before midnight at CFQC. And our temperature is 11 degrees right now. And that is kind of cool, really. Talk about being cool. I mean, you know what? Down in the States, in the baseball deal there, you know, the umpires are thinking of going on a work stoppage. What are they going to do? Call it a strike? Did I promise you good jokes, huh? Did I?
You always won.
That's Bob Seger and Still the Same at CFQC.
And now, once again, without the consent of the boss and without the acknowledgement of this radio station, believe it or sit on it.
Oh, I love this day. Yes, it was on this day back in 1923 that the first radio comedy show was ever aired. Billy Jones and Ernie Hare called themselves the Happiness Boys. Sorry, I don't have a tape of that first show back in 1923 to play for you, but if you keep listening to CFQC and listen to our morning man, Denny Carr, you'll hear some of the same jokes.
It's been a long time coming, but it's been well worth the wait.
CFQC, the Odeon Theater, proudly presents the Saskatoon premiere of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Listen as Brian Cox and the Unknown DJ offer you a chance to see history in the making. Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
It was 20 years ago today. Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile.
Be a part of it. The Saskatoon premiere of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Get a little Sgt. Pepper into your life with the Odeon Theater and CFQC.
Got to get you into my life, into my life.
CFQC, 17 before 12, 242-7671. I'll give you a chance to see that movie. Why, you ask? Because old Brian here is just getting a little bit hot-blooded. You give me a call right now.
Hi, this is Tommy Stewart from Trooper, and you're listening to Brian Cox of CFQC Radio.
CFQC, and around, we go. 10 minutes to 12 and 11 degrees in Saskatoon. Myself and the studio audience here are having a fine time. Love those long songs. Gives me time enough to jump out and have a quick game of handball. In the arms of Mary, that's not a bad idea at this time of night. Uh-huh.
Light shines down the valley.
Yeah, you know, I think so, too. I really do. The record's over. Hold it. Shh, 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 shh. It's 7 minutes to 12 at CFQC. I'm Brian Cox. And let me see here. I'll be with you till... Yeah, come on in. Come on in. The door's open. Oh, terrific. How are you doing? Really? Oh, you have to get closer.
Brian,
Closer over here.
Closer to the microphone. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Brian, I just wanted to say I've been listening to your program, and you do a great impersonation of a dead disc jockey.
Oh, really? Thanks. Anything else you want to say before I kick you out of here?
Oh, yes, there was something else. Oh, I want to know why your boss leaves the radio station to you at night. It seems kind of like turning over Buckingham Palace to the sweat hogs.
Will you leave, please? Thanks very much. You never know who walks in off the street here. It's unreal. What a weird town.
Love will linger in a moment.
Once in a long
time. That's Christopher Ward. And once in a long time. Well, once in a long time, my wife will phone me up here at CFQC. I'll tell you, really, really weird. She just called me up and she said, "You know, Brian, I want to have a kid." And I said, "Well, you phone me at work and you tell me you want to have a kid? Well, that's kind of weird, don't you think?" Well, she said, "No, I don't want to have a kid normally. I want to clone a kid." I said, "You want to clone a kid? Well, okay, that's fine with me." I said, "You know, that's fine. Sort of takes the fun out of everything. But anyway, dear, when would you like to clone this kid?" And she said, "Well, in December." And I said, "No way. That's going to be a snow clone."
Sleepless hours and previous nights and far away.